So I've been searching for a topic for the past few days to focus this meandering out loud on for this month. And earlier today in my Twitter stream, I noticed that Michael Horn had posted a video blog entry entitled "House Prioritizes Status Quo Over Change in Education." Now, this is essentially his commentary on the bill that's gone through the House of Representatives, where they are taking $10 billion from a variety of sources to prevent the astronomical number of teacher layoffs that would have taken effect this coming September, including taking $800 million from the TOP initiative. In his entry, Michael uses terms like, in effect, to allow our current failed school system to maintain the status quo, prefer the status quo over changing the system. But spending money we don't have to support an antiquated system built to operate like a factory is far worse. It's interesting because when you look at this, this isn't a black or white issue. And unfortunately, those who are involved in the politics of education will try to portray it this way. If you look to the Race to the Top initiative, for example, the states that have scored well in that particular initiative have been the ones that have had a high component of school choice in there, specifically a strong push for charter schooling. If you look at the blog entry I posted yesterday, for example, the research, and this has been a consistent finding again and again, says that by and large, charter schools in and of themselves do not improve student performance any more than traditional public schools, in the same way that K-12 online learning in and of itself does not improve learning for students better than the traditional brick and mortar environment. There are some, when you look at these findings where it says there's no significant difference between the two, what that essentially means is that there are some charter schools, in the same way as there are some K-12 online learning programs, that allow certain groups of students quite well. Having said that, there are some public schools that are doing the exact same thing. In the average, or on the average, there are as many bad charter schools as there are, at least percentage-wise, bad traditional public schools. And there are as many good public schools as there are good charter schools, and as many average as there are average on both sides. That's how you get that particular finding. This idea that we should all of a sudden divert money to the particular school or model or instructional strategy du jour is really, it's disingenuous, to be perfectly honest. And when you look at things that can actually impact learning, a couple of months ago I talked about a book by John Hattie, H-A-T-T-I-E, called Visible Learning, a Synthesis of Over 800 Meta-Analyses Related to Achievement. Essentially what he's gone here is he's looked at all of these studies that are looking at this double-blind, quasi-experimental model that the conservative right see as the gold standard for educational research, and examining all of the various influences or issues that will impact student learning. And when I look at the ones that are at the top, I find a high number that look at either the quality of teachers or the ability of the teacher to be able to do something. And one of the ones I'll point, it's actually the third one on the list in terms of the one that has the greatest impact. So it's got the third greatest impact of any of the things that have been studied, is providing formative evaluation. Now, one of the things that we know, or at least those of us who have taught know, is that providing formative evaluation to students takes a lot of work. Yes, you can set up computer programs that will allow you to do it. Skinner's teaching box was a teaching machine was a great thing that would have done. And unfortunately, I want my students to be able to do more than bubble the correct response on a particular sheet. So providing substantive formative evaluation to students on issues that require critical thinking and problem solving are things that you need human bodies to do. The more students that I have, the less opportunity I have to do that in the classroom. The more teachers that you have in the classroom and the lower student-teacher ratio that you have, the more ability teachers have to do something like that. So instead of looking at these issues as a black and white thing where, okay, well, if we're supporting the current system, you know, we are supporting an antiquated system that really has no effect upon children. Drop the political rhetoric for a minute. Take a look at some of the things that we can actually change when it comes to education and focus upon improving student learning for a change.